Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts on this boygob.com and the Whorephilia Podcast Network. Joe, did you have a spooktacular Halloween?
It was okay, Tom. Had more trick-or-treaters show up to the door than I thought would show up. I was expecting, like, nothing, nobody. But it was okay. Not that we get a whole lot of them around here anyway, but it was about an average year, I'd say.
So it's good.
So I'm glad I went to Fiesta early in the day and picked up some of that candy with the chamoy and stuff. You know, the white kids love that stuff.
Ugh.
But, you know, it wasn't just white kids that came out here, Tom. Apparently, there's some black kids that think this is the rich neighborhood with the good candy. We're not. We're fucking not. They got chamoy stuff. So,
chamoy now?
Yeah. How come it got this red stuff all over it? Yeah.
I don't want no chamoy. I got a Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones! Oh, that song never gets old.
It will never get out of your head either.
No, but that was Halloween. Got to wear the mummy mask out to Fiesta because you got to wear a mask, you know, when you're out and about. I saw you were wearing the same shirt that I was wearing.
Nice.
On Halloween.
Nice. So, yeah. It's a nice soft shirt.
Yeah, it is. A very soft fabric.
A nice frightful rag.
And how was your Halloween, Tom? Was it spectacular?
I got pretty drunk Halloween night. Lori and I went with Corey and Johnny to Tanya's Secret Hideaway in the hill country of Austin, Tejas.
Right by Lake Travis?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It was some dude. I guess he just rents out his house and then fucks off when people are there. And he put a little plaque on the front of his house that says, Tanya's Secret Hideaway.
Yeah.
Think we stayed a day too long. That last day, I was ready to get the fuck out.
But I did see that you stopped and got some gas on the way there.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
No, on the way out, I did. On the way out, I did. Yeah, I mean, we stopped at a place called the gas station. Mm-hmm. Ironically, don't sell gas.
What the fuck?
You'd think that would, even if it was just like, just one pump?
Right.
Surprise. What about
jerky? Do they sell jerky there?
No, but I got whacked off in one of the sheds they pass off as a cabin.
Oh, so they do have some jerky.
Yeah. It's a tourist trap, for sure. People who don't know what we're talking about the gas station, I guess. It's an official name. It's the gas station that was used in the first Chainsaw movie. They converted it into a place that houses overpriced horror memorabilia. And Lori picked up, I think it was like 27 something with tax for a shirt. Felt like she had to get something for going there.
You didn't have any postcards or keychains?
Dude, it was just like a lot of like NECA shit. Just like a lot of stuff they could buy wholesale.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, there were more people there than I expected. They had like a steady flow, but you can't really spend more than 5 minutes there. Otherwise, what the fuck are you doing?
So and then I realized a gift shop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I realized, oh, it's Halloween weekend. That's why. Okay, that makes sense. It was weird. I was just like, why the fuck? It's weird that there'd be this many people coming in and going on a Thursday to this thing. Oh, yeah, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, it's a major holiday.
Yeah, they have like a couple sheds smaller than the shop in the back. I think it's like 3 or 4 and there's no plumbing. But there's like a communal plumbing area with, I'm assuming, toilets and showers for the people who decided to rent out the cabins.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. Nothing against anybody if they did, but that seems, I'm not trying to talk shit because people are into different things. And it's not like a money thing. Oh, well, that's all they could afford. They were like $100 a night or something like that to sleep in these little sheds. Well, I don't know, dude. I mean, it's just the gas station and I guess they make brisket and then they have like the van on the side and then in the back some picnic tables in the sheds.
Hmm.
Yeah. I just, the directions took us down through Bastrop.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Lori, you like the fucking chainsaw. Why don't you check this out? I mean, she likes seeing it and everything, but.
Well, that's cool. She enjoyed it.
Yeah. And then we made it to Tanya's secret hideaway and got pretty drunk. It was like up in the hill country. So you could oversee like all the shit, and he had deer feeders, which I found out that have you ever hunted before?
When I was a kid, yeah.
Was it hard or did it take long?
It's cold and it's just kind of shitty, yeah.
Yeah, this seems like it'd be really easy.
Yeah,
because I got up like 10 feet away from a deer and I could have just easily shot it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could have been, like, 3 minutes, and that's a wrap, so I don't get this whole hunting thing.
More than likely, where you're at, that's not, like, a hunting lodge or anything, or a lease or anything. They just,
It was out in the woods. The dude had his fucking house that he rented, like, out in the woods, and he had deer feeders there. So
yeah.
Maybe they were domesticated a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know, but if you have a deer feeder there, which most hunters do, I could... That shit's easy. I don't know what the fuck. Like, mm-hmm. I got a lot less respect for that than I did.
Well, that's the way people do it now. They go out in a fucking blind, and they throw deer corn or whatever out there and wait for the fucking deer to come and eat, and then they shoot it, you know? It's
yeah.
not like when I was a kid, you'd just go plant yourself somewhere and hope a deer walked by.
You know? Yeah, that was definitely not this. Like, this
right.
was all in this dude's property. He even had, like, the hooks where he hangs them up and goes...
Yeah.
His house had, like, 4 deer heads in it. And, every day at the same time in the morning and at night, mm-hmm. there'd be, like, 4 or 5 in the front or backyard, whatever. And I was just like, oh, those are probably just ones that came into his fucking yard and it was fucked. I got surprisingly close to these things. And I got close, but then I stepped on a leaf and that scared him away. So I don't know. I think less of hunting than I did before. Like, I didn't care before. Oh, you're eating it. All right, you put the heads up. That's kind of fucking weird. I don't get that. But at least you're eating them. It's like, oh, now I could do that. I thought you needed some skill. Now I know I could easily go out and just fucking take 5 minutes and, bow, okay, bye. Sorry, I killed you.
Yeah, it's not much. It's not like you're, yeah. It's just the deer blinds and the feeds and all that. Yeah, it's just bullshit.
How are you on hot tubs?
Not a fan.
Overrated.
Not a fan of hot tubs.
The first night I got in there, I was extremely drunk. And I realized I could see how people get drunk and drowned.
Yeah.
But, tried to do some fucking in there. But that water just knocks the quim away and you can't get it in.
It does.
not awesome. Not awesome at all. And I thought it was going to get a little hotter. It was just like kind of warm. I don't know.
I've been in some that are like fucking hot. It's like, hey, fuck this. You know, I'm all sweating and shit. This is not what I want to feel good. I don't want to be uncomfortable.
I think the hottest we got was like 104. And that was still, I thought it was going to be more than this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was thinking of a jacuzzi, if that's kind of a different thing, but I don't know, man.
You step outside in Texas and it's 104, you know? Fuck.
No, it was in the low 40s when we were there in the night.
That's a good contrast then, I guess.
I thought it was going to be more. I don't know. The pictures seem like they were taken years ago when they were fresh coats of paint on things. But yeah, we were up there for 4 days, and I think it was one too many. Like, I didn't even come back, like, refreshed, like, oh, yeah, can't wait to get to work. It's just same shit, same as it ever was, just wasn't here.
You're just drinking in a different place.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Once a year, usually around my birthday, we'll go get a cabin somewhere, but like, I like to go canoeing or fucking, you know, walk through the fucking woods and shit, you know? So, I mean, I guess you didn't do any of that.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, Corey and Johnny, they went off exploring Austin and shit for a day. I've been to Austin before. I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, that's why I go to places that I've never been, you know? I don't want to go to Austin. Or a vacation in Houston, or, you know.
What about Boston?
Boston, never been there.
Want to go? Let's go. Cabin?
Let's go to Boston.
Those fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to order a Yankees jersey real quick, and then we'll go.
Eat some clams.
Some crab cakes.
Mm. Oh, you don't have fucking HEB by you, you said.
I don't.
They got this lobster mac they started selling. Pretty good.
Is it?
Pretty good. Most of
the prepared shit that HEB has is pretty fucking good. I gotta give them that, man. I miss HEB. Yeah. The fucking Kroger's, or they call it like the high-end HEB, like Market Street or something, and it sucks.
Marketplace.
Yeah, it sucks. It's nothing like an HEB. I'd rather go with the real folk, the la gente, as they say, as your people say. Yeah.
They keep the local vibe buzzing.
That's right.
You get those commercials too?
No.
No? It's Four Corners Brewing Company. Shout out to la gente who keep the local vibe buzzing.
I heard that. No, we got Kroger's. We got Tom Thumb. Yeah, fucked up.
You guys couldn't see me. I was sticking my thumb up.
He was doing the old thumbs up thing.
In the anals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was all right. It was something different. It's just, you know, I thought I would have came back and been, rip-roaring and ready to go, but I got like a sinus infection because I think chlorine got in my nose, or I got the coronavirus from the pop-up market. I don't know, but I tend to get sick around Halloween every year, so.
Yeah, there's also a lot more foliage and shit there in Austin, too. If you're in the hill country, you probably got some sinus shit.
Yeah, well...
Ooh, yeah, that fever. Doesn't sound good, man. That doesn't sound good. That's probably that bad for your leg. B12. Yeah. Some antihistamines.
Yep. Oh, anything else? Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, there is, but I guess we'll get to that when we review the shit we watched. Because I also got pretty trashed.
Did you?
I did.
On Halloween?
The day before Halloween.
I took it easy that day because I got smashed the night before.
I did not. Lakewood put out a new beer called The Witch just in time for the holiday season.
Is it with two V's?
No.
Oh.
The W.
Damn it.
They also, but I didn't get this one, it was a Zombieland beer. But there was two of them because there's two breweries in Garland. So you had to get one can at Lakewood and the other can at whatever the fuck the other one's called, Intrinsic. But I'm not a fan of that movie, so I wasn't going to make two trips to two places. I said, fuck it, this one's called The Witch. Let's get that one.
How was it?
Strong.
Got you sick, did it?
Fuck yeah, it did. I luckily made it to the shower before I threw up on myself. Like, threw up all over the fucking shower. Yep, I think the shirt is still in there. I keep meaning to get the trash bag. Whichever shirt it was, fuck, that thing's gone.
I also did some puking. The host at Tanya's Secret Hideaway. Left us a bottle of wine.
Whoa, fancy.
I'm going to look this up. Ah, it's a nice $7 bottle of wine. So when we were all sitting in the hot tub, fucking, we're like, all right, let's all drink some. Everyone's taking sips. I was just pouring it in my mouth like a fucking idiot. Boy, that got me sick as who would have thought mixing all that booze with that $7 wine. Ooh, yeah, it was. It sucked a dick.
Yeah.
I'm guessing because there were like locked spaces and stuff. He just has like boxes of the shitty ass $7 wine he leaves on the table for idiots.
Yeah, that's a fucking, like those, I forgot what those companies are called where. Like, these people rent out their houses or their summer homes or whatever the fuck. Like, hey, we're not going to be here this weekend. Let's fucking, like, rent it out to whatever assholes.
Airbnb?
Yeah, there you go.
Airbnb. And that's what we did. And I guess the guy lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And he left because we rented it. It wasn't like I found out a day before. It wasn't like, oh, it's just another property he has, you know? Like, you were thinking, no, he lives there.
Yeah.
So that was odd. He has a lot of cum to clean up.
Well, they usually have a service that does that, too.
A cum cleaning service?
Yes.
What, do they get a bunch of Mo's in there with straws and they go to town?
Yeah, just like at hotels. Before the cleaning ladies come in, the Mo's with the straws.
It's called vacuums. Ah, I see, I see.
Yeah, that's it, though. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween. Halloween weekend.
Yeah, it was another one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, sure was. Wipe that quim away. That's what I'll remember about Halloween. That was the biggest disappointment of all. So what'd you watch?
I watched two more of the Bite Size Halloween from Hulu. One of them was called Monstergram, and this one was actually pretty fucking good. It's a kid, his mom is like giving him a bath, and she takes a picture of him with like a foam soap beard, and the kid's kind of pissed, and it's like, the mom's like gonna post it, and he goes, no, don't do that, because then the Monstergram's gonna come get you. If you get 100 likes, Monstergram, she's like, what the fuck's Monstergram? And he starts making up like this ridiculous description. And she says, yeah, whatever, post it. And then Monstergram pops up, and it's the ridiculous description that the kid made. And it's pretty fucking good. It was funny. 3-minute thing again. So far, that's been the best one. Not like this other one, Creature, where, you know, the world's decimated. People are fucking crazy and scared because this creature, and it's a create, you know, create your, I don't know. And some CGI monster, you know, just pops up, and the girl's like, that's it, you know? What the fuck? You know, I'm supposed to be scared or whatever. I've been scared, you know, you're nothing. And then she turns to leave, and she flickers because she's the CGI. We're the CGI, Tom. Us. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Bite-sized Halloween. I think I got two more to go.
No, it's over. You can't go watch Halloween shit now. It's done.
I'm trying not to. Watched too many horror movies last month.
Every month.
Mm-hmm. What'd you watch now?
I watched a recent release. I think it came out in the last month. Very timely.
Mm-hmm.
Called Faith Based.
Hey. Pretty good. Good timing.
It's been said before, and it's going to be said again. No worse movie than an unfunny comedy, and when Margaret Cho gets the only laugh in your movie, you done fucked up, son.
Fucking Margaret Cho. God damn.
And even that wasn't that funny.
And what's she doing? Why is she in a faith-based movie? Is this about Buddhism or what?
It is about, pardon me, a couple down on their luck chums. They find out that faith-based movies make money. And if they go to PureFlix or whatever the company, the fictitious company in this one was, they'll give them like $200,000 for their finished faith-based movie. So they go make a little independent faith-based movie and get that money.
That's it. That's the story. All right.
It's not good.
No, that doesn't
sound. I'll tell you what list it didn't make.
We'll get to a list.
But I'll tell you what list it did make.
Worst of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll see if it actually makes the list, though.
There's a lot of worsts this year.
I have more worsts than I do goodens. Yep.
Watch a couple more episodes of Monsterland. Shit, I think I finished it up.
Oh, thank God.
But I just stopped writing the episodes down, I guess. Episode number 4 is, I wrote it down, it's called Oil Guy, because it's about a rich oil guy, and he's guilty about all the shit he's done wrong on his, rise to power. And at the end, a big fucking oil-covered pelican crawls out of his body. The end. Then Lesbian Lawyers in Love. This is two lesbians that met in college, and they're lawyers. But one has got, she's bipolar, and the other one's kind of sick of her and wants her to die already. And their daughter comes home at the end, and she
their just starts, daughter? What?
She just starts crying, and she that's adopted. It. There's nothing to this one. Well, what's weird about this one is it started with a disclaimer. Like, this episode may have things that are unsettling to some viewers. I was like, what? Because they're fucking lawyers? Or, you know, it's just like Because they're lesbians? This is unsettling. It's a horror show.
Because she was adopted? Where'd this girl come from?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's it. Then there was another one. I guess I forgot what it was about. And then there was another one about this guy whose daughter was abducted or something. And there's some aliens around. And I don't know. I didn't get it. You drink the aliens' blood and you get high. This movie was just about this show. This entire show is just about people with mental problems, you know, with whether it's fucking depression or
oh shit,
whatever.
Because they're mentally ill lesbians.
Yeah, I guess. But like all the acting in this shit is really solid, top notch. It's fucking compelling. But then, you know, you're fucking done with it, and it's like, why did I watch this shit? There's no payoff. There's no nothing to it. There's no fucking monsters in it. Even when it's like, ooh, we're the monster. Nah, who gives a fuck? Yeah. You fucking struck out, Hulu, but you got me because I watched the whole goddamn thing.
Well, soon you're going to say, welcome to the Blumhouse.
Blumhouse.
I watched Dogma, or I rewatched Dogma. About maybe 2 weeks ago, I'd say, no, Mallrats is better than Dogma. Dogma's pretty good.
I've not seen Dogma in a while, but I remember kind of enjoying it.
I mean, it's not bad. It's still kind of his silly shit, but there's some money behind it, and it feels like an actual movie, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's some good stuff in there.
It does have his dialogue and shit throughout, you know, with the two main assholes, Affleck and Damon, right? Yeah. They're the angels.
The anals.
Yeah. And Alan Rickman is the
low, he is.
The devil.
Ridiculous Rickman.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that movie.
Yeah, it's worth a rewatch. I liked it. It got me in the hearts.
I think I have it. I have a copy of it somewhere.
Two disc double? Mm.
I don't know.
You do.
I don't.
Yeah, I would say, fuck it. Who cares? We got a lot of shit to do. I'm just going to go on to the next one. Watch Faces of Death 2. What a piece of shit. But with the internet and everything now, there's like no reason for anyone to watch these movies except if they have nostalgia for them, which is
right.
A weird nostalgia to have.
Because you can watch real shit now. Yeah.
Not just the silly edited together news footage and documentary footage with made up shit.
Is the second one that has, you know, they try to throw ghosts into it too?
I can't remember, dude. I was pretty drunk at this time. But I remember Francis B. Gross. Fuck him. Yeah, unless you just want to have nostalgia for the video store. I don't know any other fucking reason to watch this. It's like I got my kids. You want to watch some crazy stuff, kids? Like I would, like I did. Sure. Then at the end, he's like, "You trying to have sex with me, Dad?"
Yeah, oh no! I pull out their tablets and show you. No, this is the real shit, you fucking punk ass dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It sucked.
Why two? Why did you watch part two?
I was on YouTube.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, getting into the spirit and all, and because Lisa had never seen it, we watched Halloween from 1970, whatever the fuck.
That's weird.
With Hollywood's favorite hermaphrodite, Jamie Lee Jerklin.
Hey, is what they say about her true?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I don't like this movie, Tom.
Why? It's kind of slow and boring. You should like it.
He cruises the town the first half of the movie. He's just cruising around.
In an Impala.
Yeah. Hiding around corners and shit. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. And he, you know, he's supposed to be this badass killer. He couldn't choke out a bitch to save his life, you know. And he had Jamie Lee Jerkle and that hermaphrodite in front of him twice. And he fucking, like, takes a swing at her with a knife and fucking misses or just grazes her arm.
He's wearing a mask.
Yeah, I get it. But even, like, I don't think Lisa liked it. Like I said, it's her first time watching. And she's like, is this guy retarded or what? Well, yeah. I mean, he's been.
Well, yeah, he is retarded.
And, okay, so here it is, too. It's like I'm watching the beginning of the movie, that opening scene, and it's like, oh, that's who that girl was supposed to be from the pop-up market.
Yeah. Because
I didn't fucking know. I remember I asked you who?
Rusty Johnson.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was an experience. Yeah, and even the movie gets fucking tired.
It goes on again. I think they're more well made than the Friday the 13th movies, but you like them for the character.
Yeah,
it's.
I don't recommend starting with this movie though. And I had planned to go and watch 2, but 2 wasn't streaming anywhere.
No. Because I think that one's owned by Universal. Mm. They want that money.
They do, those sons of bitches.
Pricks. Have you ever seen Over the Garden Wall?
No.
It's an animated miniseries. It was on Cartoon Network. Oh, I don't know. A few years ago, maybe. It was all right. I looked up, like, obscure Halloween specials and shit. And this came up, and it stuck out because it was the dude who made this cartoon called Flapjack or something Flapjack. And that was pretty good. But this one is a little more cutesy. But the dark parts are really cool. And the backgrounds look really fucking good. It's hard to say, hey, Joe, you watch this animation you might like, because your taste in animation is like my taste in movies. It's fucked. So I can't say, hey, go watch this. But it does have a lot of good stuff in it. I'm going to watch it again with the commentary track. It's just one of those things that it's like off and weird to be off and weird until you get to the end and it's like, oh, that's what it was.
Mm.
But that kind of sucks.
So there's a hook to it all.
I guess. But I mean, it tries to be dark and shit, but it gets you right to the end. It's, say like, oh, I'm coming after you with a knife, and I'm going to kill you with this here knife. There's nothing else you can do about it. And then they stab the knife in his mouth, and they go, ooh, sugar. Like, it's almost, I don't know if it knows the tone totally, but there's some good stuff in there. It's just right when it's about to get ya. Tee-hee, just kidding. Meow, kitten. But there is some good stuff in there. It's just, I don't know. It's just a little, it doesn't go all the way. I want to say watch it, but I'd say, hey, Joe, just look up some pictures and look at the backgrounds. I think that's what you'd like the most.
Over the Garden Wall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'd say spoiler alert, but there might be a person or two listening. Because the whole time I was like, why the fuck is this called Over the Garden Wall? Oh, final episode. Got it.
I watched Human Centipede 3, Tom.
I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, I am too. This is an absolute piece of shit. This is like Rob Zombie level fucking garbage. Just a bunch of people yelling and trying to be obscene and shocking, and it's just stupid. Just fucking like past the point of idiocy.
To be fair, they all suck a dick.
Didn't fucking like it. Oh, well, the first one was a gimmick movie. You know?
It sucked. Did its
job. The second one I thought was pretty dark, and I dug it. Mm. But this third one is just, nah. Nope. Not at all.
Well, at least you enjoyed it.
Done with.
I watched Death Blood 4. There's nothing funnier. Unfunny. There's nothing worse than an unfunny comedy, Joe.
You seem to watch a lot of those.
Yeah. The only reason this isn't making the worst list is because, you know, it was Friends. Not my friends, you see.
Right.
But
right.
Other friends coming together to make their little movie. Fortunately, it fucking sucked a dick.
Oh, well. Is it one of these part fours that they didn't actually have parts 1 through 3? Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's clever.
Thanks for ruining my Halloween, you fucks.
Mm-hmm.
What a shit fest, though, so. Fucking pricks.
Tom, I watched The Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, it's a classic. The gay classic.
Sequel to Frankenstein. It fucking looks great. I mean, the sets they made for this thing are just fucking tremendous. And it's funny as shit, too, because Karloff is doing his Frankenstein's like an engine. You know, he's like, oh, I'm good. You know, it's just... Oh, that shit cracked me up. But yeah, the sets and all the shit with Dr. Praetorius and everything, they're fucking good. And the music's good in it. I'm glad I watched it again, Tom.
Is it better than The Mummy?
I'll have to watch The Mummy again.
I mean, The Mummy was one of your favorite horror movies ever.
It was, but I hadn't watched The Bride of Frankenstein since I was a little kid, you know. It's better than... The Mummy's Hand.
Ah. What about The Mummy's Curse?
Better than that, or Abbott and Costello meet
who?
Mummy Costello.
Ah, see? Now, I don't know how long ago, but I watched The Howling. And holy shit, did that movie suck and make me not want to watch any more Howling movies. Fuck that movie for being a piece of shit, because The Howling 2 is fucking awesome. And now that Blu-ray's out of print and it's like $70.
Now.
Howling 2 was fucking great. That was one of the goofiest pieces of shit I've ever seen in so long. If you're looking for a horror movie to laugh at just because it sucks the biggest, fattest dick on earth, Howling 2 is for you. Howling 2, your sister's a werewolf with what I thought was the respected Christopher Lee, if that's even him. No, that fuck him. He's a legend in the industry. That motherfucker was in Howling 2, bitch. He ain't shit. Holy fuck, this greatness. I think I'm going to spend the $70 on this because I want to hear this goofy wop talk about his werewolf fuck movie. Holy shit. And then that one broad, I forget her name, but she was in one of those Andy Sedaris movies. Now they ventilated her titties with long werewolf hair. This shit was silly as fuck. I loved it. This shit was retarded as fuck. It was great. One of the best I've seen in a while. Fuck that first one. If that first one was even half kind of good, I would have bought the second one. I would have been like, God damn.
But the first one's great. And then they get stupid as shit. Yeah.
Second one, I'm not going to say it's the best werewolf movie, because it's not. But it's the second best, because it's number two. Shit.
Tom, speaking of animation, I watched Soul Station, the prequel to Train to Busan.
Oh, that was an animated thing?
It was.
Oh, I thought it was live action.
And the animation's pretty fucking good. You don't have to watch Train to Busan to know what's going on in this. It has really, aside from zombies, nothing to do with the first movie. Or whatever. And Train to Busan's okay. It's not as great as everybody says. It's an okay, decent zombie movie. This is really fucking good. This is the better of the two. And, yeah, I dug it, man. People getting fucked up by cartoon zombies, kick-ass shit.
You ever seen that porno Train to Bustin'?
No.
Oh, come. That's all I got. Sorry, Bustin'. Train to Bustin'.
I don't know what I watched this on. I don't know if it was on Tubi or
whatever. Your phone?
The fuck? I don't... Maybe it's on Shudder or IFC, one of those. Yeah.
Did you watch that Shudder Creep Show?
It was filmed entirely on an iPhone.
Nice.
No, I haven't seen that Creep Show yet. I was going to do that today, but then I thought, you know what? Let me ease up on horror, and then I watched a fucking horror movie. But anyway, go ahead, Tom. What'd you watch?
I heard people were pissed because it really wasn't animated. And it was more of a motion comic.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not watching it.
Shudder's on a budget, you know?
Because that's why it's only $5.
Yeah. To fucking, just to license the fucking Stephen King and Joe Hill story. That's probably where all their money went. They didn't have enough money to fucking do anything but
Joey a Joey Hill.
Yeah, Joey. Jose Hill.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
La gente.
La gente.
That's all I got, Joe. That's all I got.
I watched the new anthology classic, The Mortuary Collection, with Clancy Brown as the tall man. He looks quite a bit like the tall man in here, and we've got four stories? I don't know. But they're fun. I mean, it's a good enough thing. Clancy Brown is really, really good in it. The music in this is fucking awesome. This is one of the best scores I've heard in a while. This may make my list just because of the music and because I don't have enough on my list at this point. So we'll see. I mean, it's definitely worth a watch, but it's not something I'll go back to watch again, you know.
Did you watch this on Shudder?
Yes.
Hard pass.
Then I watched the War live stream with their new singer, and this dude's pretty good. And this was just something to sell a new fucking album collection that they have. So it was pretty much a big commercial and then a concert. But, I mean, they're always fun to see live. Even though you're not seeing them live, you're seeing them stream. You know, so it was either this or Twisted, because Twisted had one going on that same night, but went with Gwar, of what I remember, because this is the night I got really fucking trashed. Then, Tom, I watched Phantasm. Unlike Halloween and a lot of the other shit I've been rewatching, this is a... still a good movie. This one holds up. It's a good looking movie. It's all fucking atmosphere. It's done, you know, quiet. But the thing is, like, so the tall man, he turns into the Lavender Lady or whatever the fuck her name is and fucks these dudes in the graveyard and then kills them, right?
Talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like Jamie Lee Jerklin.
He gets down.
Right. Yeah, okay.
You know what he's doing? He's just
shrinking them down
here at midnight.
Because gravity, boom, 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 the boom. Gravity is so heavy in their dimension that they need to be shrunk down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some goofy shit, but it's a good movie, man.
I like it. It was one of my honorable mentions for my top 10 horror movies.
An old HM.
Mm. Hot Mouth.
Now, after watching Halloween, I had to watch the direct sequel called Halloween, starring Jamie Lee Jerklin. She's a prepper, Tom. She's been living her whole life in fear. And you got a guy that does a pretty good Loomis impersonation. His voice sounds just like him. And this movie's not very good.
Well, it was written by your dude who did the Underworld movies.
Yeah, old Danny McBride. I noticed that. Yeah, it just, she makes a fucking death house trap for him. And it's like, oh, this basement, which we fucking trained to go and hide under here every time, is actually the trap for him. That we can blow him up. Wait, what the fuck? Like,
hey, Joe, relax. There's two more sequels coming out.
Mm.
One was supposed to come out this year, but coronavirus.
But at least he's going around killing people and doing a pretty good job of it, as opposed to in the first movie. Like, he's learned a lot since he's been incarcerated. He actually choked somebody out like fucking like a pro this time, you know? There's a lot of subtle nods to the other movies. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. For the fans, you know. Let's throw the fans this bone here. Oh, look what he just said. But, you know, yeah. I guess it's all right. It's an all right movie. But, I mean, anybody that's like, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for all these. No, fuck you. If this is what you've been waiting for, your life sucks.
Well, they were better than the Rob Zombie ones.
No, those weren't streaming. They must be Universal.
Dimension, maybe?
Maybe. Is that even a thing anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
Universal probably bought them out. Platinum Dunes?
New Line.
Then I watched Ginger Snaps.
Ooh, that soundtrack.
That's
a good score.
I'm revisiting some old stuff that I thought was pretty good. This movie, story-wise, it holds up. That fucking werewolf. God damn, this guy in a rubber suit jumping around with a non-motion fucking face. And
That's what the director wanted, was a hairless werewolf. And he said, we got seams. That's why it has those, like, weird patches.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to cover the seams up.
Yeah, well, it looks like shit.
I would say, you know, when she turns into, like, sexy werewolf bitch at the party, everything before that's pretty great.
Yeah.
And then it starts taking a nosedive.
I didn't remember, though, that there was so much dog killing in this.
Yeah. That's a big plot point.
Quite a bit of dog killing. Yeah, and what's her name? Fucking Mimi Rogers. Her character's just fucking gonzo, fucking weird as shit.
That's the mom?
Yeah. But overall, story-wise, it's good. But man, that fucking last whole scene with... Ah, fuck it. I don't even want to watch the sequels now. If it's shit.
No, don't. Don't. I tried watching the second one, and it's just her in a mental institution. I didn't even finish it.
Yeah, I have them all.
Yeah, you bet you do.
But, nah.
It's no Howling 2.
It's no Howling, which is a great fucking werewolf movie. Then, Tom, I watched something brand new. I watched Bad Hair.
Ah, with your boy from Ready Player One, Stacy Keach.
Usher is in this.
With a super herpes?
This is about a young gentlewoman that that has nappy hair, and it's held her back in life. The whole thing, you know, she tried to get a weave when she was a kid, and it fucked her hair up. So she's kind of gotten to that glass ceiling that can only be broken if a gentlewoman has nice hair that looks more, makes her look more white, more appealing to the white world. And so she goes to this upscale place to get a, you know, a nice weave. But that weave is fucking haunted by witches. And her hair starts attacking people. You got CGI hair flying in all over the place, sucking people's blood out. And it's fun. It's an entertaining flick. I laughed more than a few times. I'd recommend it. It's a one watch, and then you'll forget about it. But yeah, worth your time. And that Blumhouse, man, I'm taking over. And that, Tom, is all I watched for our Halloween, which is done now.
Well, Joe, did you take a dive into the underworld?
So I'm looking for Underworld Awakening, which turns out is not streaming. So it's like, fuck. And I said, well, you know what? I'll run to Half Price Books, and they should have it there. And yeah, they did. They had this Blu-ray 3D copy. Now look at how much this cost when this came out. Tom, where's the fucking camera?
All right.
Okay, $25.99 when this came out on Blu-ray 3D. What do new, like, Blu-rays and shit cost now? Is it still the same?
For a 3D one, it'd probably be around the same price.
Like the HD 4Ks, how much do those cost?
Maybe about $10 more. I'm not sure. I'm not that privileged.
Okay. So I got this for, what, $7.99 or something, which I still felt was high. You know, I thought maybe $5, you know, but, you know, we're doing this underworld thing. I figured, fuck it, I'll get it. I'll sell it for $5. Yeah, Underworld Awakening. Take us through the plot of this one, Tom.
In this story, Celine and Mako, they have a child, and the werewolf gets big, and then there's that one bad guy you see, but you don't know his name, but you see him before. And then the big werewolf, he explodes. That's the underworld. Oh, and little Miha, she's CG rip a wolf head in half. I remember that looking way better.
Yeah, this again is all CG werewolves. Fucking goofy looking werewolf, especially Hulk werewolf. And Michael, he's not even in the fucking movie. You know, they made this whole big thing like he's the evolution. And it's like, no, this was like, nah, fuck him. His daughter now, this banshee looking girl, she's the evolution. She's the fucking hope for whatever. This is like 20 years in the future. She's been in ice or some shit for a while, and they've been studying her, and it's humans versus vampires now. And
like, it opened like it could have been badass.
Yeah.
Like the world knows about vampires and werewolves now, and they're running roughshod on the city. And it's like, but it's not really like that. It turns into some genetic experiment thing, and it could have been cool.
I honestly didn't think this one was all that bad.
No, it was all right.
Compared to the last one, it was, I think it was a step up. But, you know, you got vampires meeting pussies now after fucking controlling the world or fucking for I don't know how long. Yeah, Hulk fucking werewolf was a little too much for me. Like, you know, the fucking werewolves aren't good enough. You need fucking giant fucking...
I liked how the beginning felt more like a Resident Evil movie than any of the Resident Evil movies.
That's true. One thing that, you know, takes me out of a lot of these fight scenes is, like, every time they punch somebody, they, like, flip three times in the air before fucking falling down. You know? It's like,
but your shurikens are back.
But, yeah, the shurikens are back, and the Marvel movies owe a lot to this series. A whole fucking lot, because the fight scenes are a lot like what they were in this movie.
One more, and one, a little animated short.
One more, and I had never seen this one, and I've never seen the next two either. And I'll see, I gotta see if Blood Warriors is streaming, or if I have to go back to the Half Price.
Yeah, I think I have the Blu-ray. What if I have the DVD. Color?
You see this? How 3D this looks?
Oh, shit. Did you watch it in 3D?
I don't have a fucking 3D TV. But you could tell, like, where they were really trying on the 3D. But, you know, I think that where all that silver shit's floating in the air, I'm sure that looked really cool in the theaters.
Yeah, there was a couple times I was watching this. I was just like, was made for 3D, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Looked it up. Yep.
I think Lisa's dad has a 3D TV. Maybe I'll give it to him.
Hey, Lisa's dad, you like werewolves?
You like little banshee girls?
Yes.
Oh, shit. And it was the awakening because she was asleep for like 20 years or something.
She was.
Yeah, awakening.
Yeah. So I think we can all agree that Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man issue 39 was by far the best issue there has been so far. The story was great. The artwork was just wonderful and eye-catching. And I think we owe it all to Mickey Devo or whoever that. I forgot the dude's name, but it was Mickey something, the new cover. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't recognize this guy's name at all.
This is the first one. He came on to this one.
I don't have it here. But you can tell that this is entirely Stan Lee's script, because this is so fucking wordy. Every panel's just loaded up with dialogue, and it's, fuck, you don't need all this. You know, that's one thing that I already miss about Steve Ditko, is just get to the point, Stan. Get to it. But story-wise, I mean, it's got a solid plot. You know, we got fucking Spidey exposed. Exposed, and he's making some friends in college too, you know.
Hell, sorry for being a bully there, Pete.
Yeah. He made up with Ned Leeds, you know.
He's not Chinese.
Mm-hmm. But you know, and Pete's got a cold. He goes to the doctor, and doctor say, "Hey, man, don't let your aunt get any shocks." You know. She could go in any minute.
So I wish I didn't know about Spider-Man, so I can just be like, oh, I can't wait till Aunt May dies 900 years later.
400. Uh-huh. 400. And then I think she's back in 6 months.
Yep. One more day, please.
Oh, fuck. Why didn't he wish for his parents back? One more day with them, you know?
He never knew them.
What a dick. No, I just, you know, watched the beginning of that other Spider-Man's movie, and they say bye to him at the beginning.
Well, they were doing spy stuff.
They were spies.
My underground train station laboratory. You need this special coin.
Fucking Harry Potter.
I remember that from issue 17.
Green Goblin kicks Spider-Man's ass and learns his identity and then reveals his identity to Spider-Man's at the end. You know, just like, so, like, get kind of that cliffhanger. I want you to know who's going to rape you, you know, and that's it. So we won't know what the fuck's going to happen. Could this be the end of old Spidey?
Mm-mm.
No, it won't be.
But I did like how no one was drawn like weird fish people. Their eyes were where they were supposed to be. It was nice.
Romita's action scene where Spider-Man's is fighting all those hired thugs. That shit looked good. That shit looked really good with Spider-Man's just jumping around and like swinging at people and shit. Yeah. So this is definitely a step up.
And Jizzy but, John.
That fucking script, man. That's
it was
like,
good, I know.
Fucking so many word bubbles, fuck. Let the dude draw, Stan.
He did good.
No, I'm waiting. Come on, Roy Thomas, you can't come soon enough. Get over here. Get Stan out of the way.
Well, we'll see what happens next week, eh?
We'll see. I may not be able to wait that long.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's, we're recording a couple days late, so.
All right.
We got a list. Oh,
holy. I'm just making that up, but it could be a ham. Nobody fucking knows. Hmm. We're keeping it faith-based. Top 10 this time.
More specifically, Christian as requested by Joe Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Christians, they get a bad rap all the time. It's like, there's good shit out there featuring Christians. And we got 10 of them each. Plus some honorable mentions.
Yep.
Like my honorable mentions. Left Behind 2, Tribulation Force. The second in the Kirk Cameron Left Behind trilogy. Wish he would have made them all. Wish they would have done like all. I think there's like 12 of those fucking books. That'd have been great because these were getting better and better as they went on. The second one of my honorable mention list is The Rapture with Mimi Rogers of Ginger Snaps fame and David Duchovny. With a weird fucking long hair look. I don't know what he's fucking going for in this. But yeah, Mimi Rogers learns about the rapture. And does she get saved at the end? I don't know. You just have to watch the movie. The next one on my honorable mention list is Prodigal Planet. The fifth? Fourth? I don't know. The Thief in the Night series. You got mutants crawling around the earth. On this one, it's pretty fucking good, like all of them are.
This one had a budget.
It did. The next is Red State, probably the best Kevin Smith movie out there. Of course, I haven't seen The Walrus, but this is pretty fucking good. Has to do with the rapture. Then I have...
How many honorable mentions you got?
Five.
Shit.
That was my fourth one. Here's my fifth. The Life of Brian. The Monty Python classic. Everybody always goes to Holy Grail, and that's pretty good. But for me, Life of Brian is the tops.
Honorable mentions?
Honorable.
Samson. Saw this in the theater. Thanks, Movie Pass.
His power's in his hair, you know.
And that whore cut it off. He got AIDS.
What a fucking Jezebel she turned out to be.
And then I have your number one, The Masked Saint.
That's a good one.
And then I have the horror classic, The Exorcist 2. And then I have...
Just for that tap dance scene. Pretty good.
Then I have the classic starring that perfect pillow gentleman you see all the commercials for. The abortion movie that came out a year or so ago, Unplanned.
Been wanting to watch that one.
And then I have the Halloween classic, Boo, a Madea Halloween.
I don't think I finished it, so I probably didn't get to the Christian aspects of it.
Well, it's Madea.
Yeah.
Number 10.
I have Left Behind 3, World at War. This is the best of the Kirk Cameron Left Behind trilogy. Number one, the first one, Left Behind, did not make my list. But 2 and 3, those are fucking solid.
My number 10 is the classic documentary, the classic eye-opening documentary, Jesus Camp. The story about Jesus making t-shirts for you to buy at fastcustomshirts.com. Dozens and tens of 12s t-shirt designs for you to choose from and so, wear.
On Friday night, they were having a hell house by the shop at one of these Spanish iglesias churches. We were thinking of going, but as I passed by there on the way home, like they weren't doing it in a building. They just had like different little like pop-up tents like you're at a market. So I thought it was going to be kind of shitty, so we didn't go.
Number 9.
The Masked Saint.
Ah, I was off.
The wrestling classic starring the rowdy one himself. Good movie. And it's a good faith-based, a movie about how you can get lost in celebrity, but then you realize what's really important. Family and the Lord.
My number 9 is Story About a Man Who Goes Through Hell and Back Just to See the Woman He Loves One More Time. And that movie is Spawn.
That fucking movie.
Number 8.
So I'm flipping through this channel, right? That Lisa downloaded Peacock. Or she's flipping through it. And I've seen like all these movies that are like kind of like Asylum type movies, but they're all action. And Michael Jai White is featured, his face is on all of them. It's like, fuck, this dude's continued to work this whole time. I mean, not in big shit, but he's fucking kept busy. Good on you, Michael Jai. Spawn, you know, that's who Spawn is.
No, I understand.
It's a black superhero, you know.
He's in the Sudden Death remake, too, that I'm going to watch sometime.
It's on Netflix.
It is.
It is. I know. I've got it on my queue.
Hey, just let me know, and if I watch before you, I'll let you know.
Yeah, do that.
All right. Number 8.
Number 8. Image of the Beast, which I believe is the third of the Thief in the Night movies. And our hero, I forget her name, she's on the guillotine at the end of the movie. And it's like, yeah, she wants to repent. She's like, or she can take the mark of the beast and fucking they'll let her live. So what does she decide? You got to watch this movie to find out. Fuck, it's pulse pounding and it's a test of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
What are we at?
7 now.
I think I'm at 8.
Oh, yeah, 8. 8 now.
My number 8 is the Larry Cohen classic, God told me to.
Fuck. Wish I'd remember that one. Because that is. That's a good and kind of fucking disturbing movie, you know? Because maybe God or the Messiah or whatever is this fucked up thing that's there. I don't know. It's a crazy movie, man. It's one of Larry Cohen's best. Yeah.
And it's faith-based.
Hey, rest in peace, Sean Connery.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
He's probably going to slap his wife. Hope he slapped his wife before he died. The last time, you know? A prick.
Number 7.
A Distant Thunder. This is the second of the Thief in the Night films. Yeah. Old What's Her Name is on the run and finds the underground, the Christian underground. That's trying to not be a victim to the Antichrist and his soldiers. Good movie. This whole series, great.
My number 7 is the Nigerian classic, 666, Mark of the Beast. I hope that's what it's called, because Nigerian movies are labeled fucked, and there's two different parts, but we did a Nigerian episode when we were still in single digit or double digits, and talked about it there. It was pretty good. I still quote that movie to this day.
We got a lot of respect for all our Nigerian listeners.
So that one's for you, Charlie. Old Charlie in Nigeria, drinking old bamboo booze. Get a haircut, bud. Clean your life up.
One day.
Hope so, or it's too late. Going down the wrong path. Hope this list helps you.
Should. Watch some of these movies. That's what we're doing this for, so some of you fucks can turn your lives around.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to find Spawn. Or Boom, Idea Halloween 2. So what do you got for the next number?
Number 5, I think.
6.
Number 6, I have the M. Night Shyamalan classic, Signs. All about faith. The Lord leads us on these paths for a reason. You may think there's no reason, but eventually...
There's a reason.
There's a reason.
My number 6 is the Bob Odenkirk animated classic, Hell and Back. It's got the devil.
He's quite the star now, that Bob Odenkirk. Hit the big time, left David Cross behind. Sad days.
Fucking prick. Number 5, top 5 in.
A Thief in the Night. The one that started it all. I wish she'd been ready. It starts out with that great song.
I wish we'd all been ready. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Eminem ripped the song off, is what I'm trying to say. Oh, shit, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is this the one where a pile of clothes just fall on the lawn?
You're either with the Lord, or you're fucked. You're stuck here on Earth, and shit ain't gonna be good, man. Shit ain't gonna be good. But you'll learn that. You'll learn that along the way of this quadrology of movies, or whatever the fuck you call something that has four movies. Or is it five? Who fucking knows? But these are all good, and I recommend them.
Hey, my number five is also very good. And that is the Matthew McConaughey classic Frailty.
Fuck. And I had that one in mind when I first thought of this fucking shit. Yeah, that's a damn good movie.
So did I.
Mm-hmm.
It is number five.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not as good as number one.
But... the Joe R. Lansdale classic, Frailty.
Number four.
He didn't really write that, but he should have. Number four, the animated classic that is not Disney, The Prince of Egypt. This is a better fucking Moses story than the Ten Commandments. It's got some songs, too.
I love Brendan Fraser in it.
I don't know any of them. No, I think that
would be
Treasure Planet that you're thinking of.
Ah. Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. With production
art by Mike
Mignola.
Ah. Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
My number four, the Ernest Dickerson classic, starring Billy Zane, Demon Knight. Faith-based.
Somewhat.
Faith-based. Thank you. Number three.
The Wicker Man. Edward Woodward is a devout Christian, which makes him the perfect victim for these fucking pagans on the island. Good movie. They're faith-based as well, but to pagan fucking gods, those fucks.
My number three is the Ari Aster classic, Hereditary. Just kidding. It's Dogma.
Dogma.
Because it has Alanis Morissette in it.
Almost as good as Red State. Like, he was building up.
Almost.
To there.
Number two.
A Charlie Brown Christmas. The animated special that teaches us the true meaning of Christmas. Which is fucking Jesus, you sons of bitches. Jesus. Not a fancy Christmas tree. Jesus.
Well, my number two is the Harvey Keitel classic, From Dusk Till Dawn.
He is a preacher, man.
Faith-based.
And he does have faith.
He is.
But not enough faith.
He makes that cross out of a shotgun, the baseball bat.
Yep.
Pretty great. Number one.
The 59 classic, Ben-Hur. This is one of the best movies ever made. It's got a big chariot race at the end where people are just getting fucked up. I'm pretty sure a lot of people were hurt during this fucking chariot race, and a lot of horses died because all that shit looks real. And it's a good movie. And Jesus comes out in it, and that's what it's all about. Jesus, you know? Redemption, you know? Yeah, I used to be this fucking asshole, but Jesus. It's not too late for some of you fucks, you know? Not too late.
Talking to you, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I try not to do this on the list, but I thought it was appropriate for this one.
Do you have a three-way try? A trinity? A Father, Son, and Holy Ghost?
No. A holy trinity.
Mm-hmm.
But no, my number one is the faith-based classic, DWN Productions Fisted. Thank you. Thank you. He's a demon hunter. Remember?
No.
And then Heaven's recruiting demon hunters. Yep. Faith-based. So go pick that up at dwnproductions.net. Don't get a mask or anything like that. Just wait till the Black Friday sale. But head on over there and get your DVD copy of DWN Productions Fisted.
Fisted.
Joe, next week, it's going to be a good one. You ready?
Sure.
It's going to be... Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, give me a second. It's going to be...
Yeah.
Oh, let's head on over to that year, 1973. Do a top 10 movies. 1973. Can't wait. All right, so.
Yeah, see you fucks then. But before then, go to fastcustomshirts.com, buy a shirt. Christmas time is coming up. Get some gifts for your loved ones. Don't just be thinking of yourself, because that's not very faith-based. Boy gob.
Boy gob.
Socks filled with cream and candy rocks. Oh, potatoes and molasses. They're so much sweeter than algebra class. If your stomach is